You can't build confidence unless you're willing to flex your courage muscle. Good morning, competitor. Jake here, your chief encouragement officer, and welcome to today's episode of the Compete Every Day podcast. Today, I was inspired by my longtime friend and the founder of Driven Mind Training, Dawn Fletcher. A lot of you know Dawn from the CrossFit space. She's one of the premier mental performance coaches in the space. And she made a post recently about confidence and how confidence is not the absence of doubt. It's in fact our ability to know that we can show up despite feeling that doubt. And I made just a little comment on there about the importance of you can't build confidence without flexing courage. See, we all have these doubts. We all have these fears within us. We worry that we're going to fumble over our words in that presentation or in that sales pitch. We worry that we're not going to have the right thing to say to our kid after they lose a sports game. We worry all sorts of things. We doubt our ability to be at our best or to say the right thing or to do the right thing. And so a lot of times what we do is we allow that doubt to keep us from doing anything. We don't talk to that person that we want to ask out. We don't give words of encouragement to our kid after the game. We don't ask for the sale or the price that we believe our services are valued for. We do all of the things except take action in the direction we want because we're afraid, because we have that doubt inside, because we're lacking confidence, or we feel we're not confident and ready enough. But the reality is this: you don't have to feel confident in order to practice it. In fact, it's kind of like courage, right? You can still feel afraid and practice courage. In fact, that's the only way you can practice courage, is by taking action when you're scared, taking action when you're afraid. And so if you want to build confidence, it's doing the thing you want to do. And over time, you put in enough reps, build enough evidence that you're capable of accomplishing and doing the thing you say you want to do. So maybe it's having a more encouraging word or way to handle your kid after a game where they win or where they lose. Maybe it's how confident you are walking into a sales presentation meeting, which now you've built your confidence in not only how hard you prepared for it, how much you rehearsed that process, but how many times you've done it. So we build our confidence despite the doubt, despite the fear, not without it. It's despite it, not without it. And so many people are afraid to take action. They're afraid to do the thing because they're waiting for the fear to disappear. They're waiting for the doubts to disappear. They're wishing they would just be confident, as if it will magically happen and one day you're going to wake up and be confident. But in reality, it doesn't work that way. You don't build that confidence unless you're taking action. You don't strengthen your courage unless you're moving while you're afraid. That's the trick. So do the thing you're afraid of doing. Do the thing you doubt yourself capable of doing. And over time, you'll build that confidence. Over time, you'll strengthen that courage. And over time, you'll be very surprised, and I bet quite impressed, with the results you start to generate. Go win your day today, competitor. You know I'm cheering for you.
Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your Chief Encouragement Officer, and I'm glad you're here because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Every Day, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.